Masechtas Kelayim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey. Hanetea Shura Shel Chamish Gefanim. If someone plants a row of five Gefanim, five grapevines in a row, Beishamai Amim Kerem. Beishamai holds that that's considered the minimum size to make a vineyard, even though it's one row. Five vines in one row will make a kerem, a vineyard. Bishol Imrim ain't a kerem at you sham shtei shuris. It's not going to be considered a vineyard until it has two rows. Five vines are enough, but they need to be divided into two rows. The next Mishnah will explain exactly the formation of these five vines in two rows, but Bishol requires two rows. Lafikach, therefore, Hazerea arba amish shebekerem. If someone plants seeds from other produce within the four amish perimeter of a vineyard, and this is the four amish work area of a vineyard that's considered part of the vineyard, and by planting their other produce, he's making now kilayim in that area. Beishama imrim kidesh shurachas. One row becomes forbidden. So kidesh literally means to become holy, but in regarding kalayim, it's the term in the pasuk of pen tikdash that it means to become asirbana, that the planting of kalayim of other produce together with the grapevines will make them asirbana, forbidden to derive any benefit from the produce grown there and the grapevines, and the minimum amount that becomes asir, becomes forbidden, is one vineyard's worth, the minimum amount for a vineyard. So according to Beis Shammai, Kidesh Shurachas, when it touches just that into the four amos, the first row is considered the minimum amount for a vineyard size. That row becomes Aser Bana. Well, Beis Hillel says, Kidesh Shurachas, two rows, which are the minimum amount for a vineyard, that's what's going to become Aser Bana. Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah gives the exact description of how the two rows, according to Beis Hillel, need to be arranged, these five vines in two rows. If he plants two grapevines opposite two others, so he has now two rows with two each in it, then, and he plants the fifth one more, Yaitzeh Zanav is sticking out like a tail. So now he has a row of three and a row of two. And the one extra one is sticking out like a tail. Hareza Karam, that's considered a vineyard. That's the proper formation to make a vineyard with these five vines. However, if he did a formation differently, Shtaim Keneged Shtaim, Va'achas Bein Taim, if he did two opposite two, and one between two of them, so now in one row, let's say the bottom row he has three, and the top row he has two, but they're spaced out one on either end, and it's like a U-shape, so then that's not going to be considered like a vineyard. Oy, shtayim keneged shtayim v'achas b'emtza, or two opposite two and one smack in the middle. That's equidistant smack in the middle of five. So now he has like two diagonal rows going across. And so such a formation, these two formations in a kerem, are not a vineyard. Ad sheyiyu shtayim keneged shtayim v'achas yetzeh zanav, unless it's like how we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, two opposite two and one sticking out as a tail, which is that's the proper way of making a kerem with these five vineyards according to Beis Hillel.